April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
So here's my Carson take.
Love it. I love this. Go.
Like, all right. You know that like 50 Cent, you won't know this actually, but that 50 Cent gif where like he drives by and laughs and keeps going?
No.
Okay. So what yesterday reminded me of was like, if let's say you're driving a really nice car, right? And you pull over at some gas station. And you're like just in a fly car, you're looking great, like everything's just like going great in your life. And you pull over and you see your ex and she's like, you know, he or she is filling up like a hoopty and it like, you know, looks like, you know, she's tired, like hungover or whatever. And that's what yesterday was like. It was like Howie and Jalen rolled through the gas station, saw Carson and was like, yo, like peace. Like, man, like, you know, I hope it's going well for you. Ha ha. And like just kept it moving. Like they rolled through FedEx yesterday. And if, like for Carson, I honestly like it was like tragic to watch. Like it was like it was unbelievable to think that the person I saw as the quarterback of FedEx yesterday was the same person that in 2017 was viewed as one of the best Eagles players ever. I mean, honestly, think about how tragic of a downfall that is. Like, Carson's not a bad guy in all seriousness, right?
Yeah,
like, his career has just been completely
a precipitous
ruined.
Downfall, yeah.
And let's be honest, it started with the fact, and this is why I think Howie and Jalen deserve the victory lap. It started because he did not believe in Howie, and he didn't want to be with Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, both those people came into the building. The roster Howie built was why they won the game, and Jalen completely, like, I mean, it's not even close. Like,
oh, man, it's way better.
I asked you this on the ride in, but, like, how many first-round picks would Washington have to attach to Carson to say, okay, Howie, we'll give you X amount of first-round picks, but then we get Jalen, and you have to start
we
Carson.
Said three minimum.
Three minimum.
That, yeah.
But I honestly don't think he'd do it.
Yeah,
I don't think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, I wouldn't do it now. No way.
Right.
You give me six first-round picks. Super Bowls are, we know, man. It's special.
Yeah.
It's like, if you have a chance, you freaking go for it. And that's why I talked about coming into the season, too, that I thought it was, I love what, and look, who knows, and now we're like, the Jalen thing's a whole different, you know, discussion with the contract and all that stuff, but like Howie knew that he had a year here where he had a quarterback that they felt good about at $1.5 million, and he said, I'm stacking this roster. He said, I have a 1 year window right now, like just a unique thing. And Howie's always got windows
because
Howie's so good with this stuff. But in terms of like he saw right now, he's like, I have a chance to go out and add to this team in a major way and go for it this year.
And
right now, it's like an incredibly smart decision.
And, like, that's the difference between Jalen and Carson right now. Watching Carson yesterday, no team can win with him at quarterback.
No.
Like,
yeah.
I know he had a good week one, and I was briefly like, oh, maybe.
He's the new, like, fantasy quarterback numbers guy.
Yeah, but, like.
Like, they're going to be bad, and he's going to put up 350 with four touchdowns in a loss. You know, it's going to be those type of games.
Yep, 100%. But, like, watching him yesterday, he's just completely broken.
Yeah.
He's completely broken.
Yeah.
Like, He holds onto the ball too long. He can't make the throws. He really can't move. There was a
ball
play.
Ball security, still a problem.
Still a major problem.
Years later.
Like, dude, the play we talked about earlier with the defensive line, but like the play where he rolled out to his right and Patrick Johnson almost brought him down, I was surprised he threw it away.
Yeah,
like I thought
too.
He was going to take like a 10-yard sack.
I thought he was better about that yesterday. Like he even had like three or four plays where he like kind of got rid of the ball or whatever.
Yeah.
Or was able to like stay up just long enough to get rid. I'm so like it's like there are like 10 plays a game that Carson makes where you're like Jalen would never do that. Like never in a million years Jalen would never make that.
100%. And there was a play in the fourth quarter, I think it was. So the game was already over at this point. But he started to run to the sideline. I think he got all the way down to the one or the two. There was so much space. Like
I know.
He had watching him run, I'm like, he has no chance. Yeah. Like, look, he's more athletic than like Foles is, you know, but like he's not up there among the athletic
quarterbacks. No. He's
like,
not,
he cannot move. And, you know, before the game, like, he's walking around. He's, like, real. You know, he's talking to a lot of players. Like, players were kind and nice to him.
Yeah, you saw the Howie hug online.
But the Howie hug was icy. Like, watching it live.
So you couldn't see it on. Yeah, it was icy.
So Carson was, like, walking across the field. And I know, like, look. They can say whatever they want, and they haven't talked about it. There's no way I won't be convinced they immediately knew where each other was. Howie was like hanging on the sideline.
Yeah, it's like if you like
yeah,
you're,
like you're at a
you're
party
in middle school
or, yeah,
and you
exactly.
go to the middle school dance, and there's the girl that you like, and you're dying to dance.
You know
her.
Where she is at all times.
At all times, the whole night you're like waiting to go ask her a dance, and you get 100%, and you know where she is all night long.
Yeah,
like that.
I totally
agree with you.
So Howie was like lingering along the sideline, and then Carson comes out, and Howie like starts to make his way to midfield, like you know, just like he's talking to someone, but I guarantee the whole time he's talking to that person. And he's
like waiting.
Looking out the eye. He's like, huh, yeah, that's awesome, man. And like looking. Yeah. So Carson like walks by, and I'm almost positive Howie did like the hey, because Carson like made a sharp turn to turn towards him.
That's great.
And after watching Carson talk to everybody before the game, he talked to Howie easily the least amount of time.
Wow.
Like the most they could have possibly said is like, hey, what's up, man? And like kept him moving. Like I think that Carson is still mad at Howie. And I think Howie, rightfully so, is mad at Carson for putting him in that situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Carson, like, it's like we talked about kind of on Saturday, but injuries just wrecked this guy's career.
Mm-hmm.
He's a broken player. Like, if Carson would take my advice, I would suggest he retires after this year. Just walk off into the sunset. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's over, man. Like, it's over for him. Like, that is the clearest takeaway. And, God, they're so much better off with Jalen.
It's unbelievable. Well, that's the thing that you can't help as you're watching the game, just thinking about the... you know, gamut of emotions that we went through with the whole thing, with, you know, the falling apart and the drafting of Jalen and then the 2020 season and the benching and the trade and like the whole thing and just how upsetting it all was to go through.
Yeah.
And whether or not by the end, you know, we were both like, goodbye, Carson. Like, can't wait. I can't believe they got that much for you. And like by the end, we were there and stuff. But just think about that whole like, you know, precipitous slope down,
man.
To now where it's like, thank God. It's like, thank God we ended up on the side of things that we ended up on, because it is absolutely the better side.
Well, so I'll give a shout out to a real one here, but like Ja'Cory from Florida, right? So he tweeted, he's been a big Carson guy.
Mm-hmm.
He tweets yesterday like, all right, I'm out. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you guys were right, like whatever. But I do think there was a lot of people, and look, we talked about it on Saturday, like rightfully so. He did play a role in them winning a Super
Bowl. No doubt.
And that's why I think that this morning, like nobody's going to feel bad for Carson. But I honestly think it was, like, sad to watch yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, his career is over, man.
Yep.
Like, and it was so—it had such high hopes at one point.
Yeah, again, we talked about this many times with Bazzi, but there were multiple times in 2017 where I'm like, we found our Tom Brady. Like, and I think that's part of why it's been so hard is that, like, when you emotionally and mentally and all that invest in someone like that to that level where you're like, this is our guy for the next 15 years, like— this is the guy who was the face of our franchise, the face of our love of the franchise and all that. And then, like, in just a two-year span, it all falls apart and he's gone. And now a year later, he's playing for the other team. It looks hard. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in emotionally and mentally.
And even just, like, you know, he's got, like, that pink coat on. Like, I don't know, man.
Well,
like,
the fashion sense has not gotten any better.
Let's
say that.
Again,
it's pretty amazing.
And I say this from the bottom of my heart. I wish someone would say to Carson, look, man, just wear a team, like...
just wear, like, a white T-shirt and jeans,
like,
dude. Just look like a normal dude.
I respect the effort, but, like, it's just not working. Like, it's really just, like, his playing style, you know? It's
you're right.
It's like, look, man,
what
I respect you want to make something happen here, but you...
what a great comp
you just can't do
this
it.
This is such a good
like,
comp.
I get that the pink the pink blazer looks good on the you know, on the rack.
The hats.
Yeah, yeah, like just fall back, man. Like, it's just do you. And at this point, you is not anything special.
Yeah,
like,
it's clearly not.
Not as a person. I felt bad saying that.
No,
but
no,
as a
no,
player,
no, but
yes,
as a player, yeah. Yes. Don't worry, yes. All right.
I doubt he's listening.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was such a big fan of yours
He
back
was.
In the day.
Look, he unfollowed me when he went to Indy, so.
Surprised it took that long.